When a shooter began his attack inside Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida last month, football coach Aaron Feist jumped in front of a student and pushed her out of the line of fire. He's been called a hero for his bravery that day.
We'd all like to think we would do the same, but according to Frank Farley, it takes a certain type of personality to jump into danger. Farley is a psychologist at Temple University, and in a recent article in Men's Health magazine, he outlines the personality traits that make up this rare type. I spoke with him more about it.
Well, I think one of the key ingredients is a high sort of tolerance of risk. And I think that if you are risk averse, you know, seriously risk averse, you're not going to do the great heroic act in one of these terrible shootings. So that's, in my view, sort of ingredient number one. Ingredient number two is, I feel, what I call the G factor, generosity, altruism, empathy, sort of this, these really positive traits of wanting to help people, of being altruistic, of being generous. And I think that if you put those two ingredients together, you've got a higher probability than normal of a person becoming heroic, what I call situational heroism, the kind of person who emerges from the crowd and does the heroic act.
Right, right. And we'd all like to think that we would do the right thing and stand up in a moment like that. But how common is this, that somebody has those traits all put together?
Well, we don't know for sure. You know, often an event will happen and nobody emerges, and another one will happen and, you know, one or two people emerge. In this era, of course, with all of the technologies that are available, you know, people are more likely to dial 911 in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And in other words, sort of turn it over to the professionals, what I call the 911 heroes, people who do this for a living, basically. And so I think increasingly we're going to be seeing people turning the heroism over to others because you can dial it on your phone. And then you can, you know, run and hide or duck or whatever you're going to do. And the bystander effect is well known, where often people just stand by and they don't do something. We call it diffusion of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
They feel that somebody else will do it.
Is that the majority of people, that they'll pass this on to somebody who is, like you said, a lifelong hero, these people whose job it is to be a hero?
Yes, I think so. You know, this idea that someone else is going to step forward and do it, and so you kind of hold back, and you're probably not much of a risk taker anyway, let's say, and then what often happens is nobody does emerge, and there's, you know, horrendous tragedy. You know, a lot of psychologists these days are trying to encourage active bystanders,
mm-hmm.
you know, people who will step forward. But, you know, when there's guns involved and violence involved, etc., often people would rather get out of the situation rather than inject themselves into it. And, of course, heroism is one of the least understood phenomena in the whole world of human behavior, because it's astounding that one person might give their life for someone else or a group of other people who they may not even know personally or who are not related to them. You know, they're not family.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, we do see this. And it really is an astounding quality of humanity when someone gives up their life for someone who is not related to them. They may not even know them.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder how much adrenaline plays into this, especially when you're in that moment when there's an active shooting or something like that. Like we've heard so much about the school safety officer who stood outside the school when the shots were being fired.
Well, there's a whole host of biological factors, dopamine and adrenaline and all of this will get involved, but those could also get you out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So the key thing is your psychology, the generosity, the givingness side, and then your risk-taking propensity. You put those two together, and I think you've got a really powerful formula.
So it sounds like this is a rare person who will step forward and do this.
Yes.
All right. Frank Farley is a psychologist at Temple University. Frank, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.